John Kerry's campaign is preparing to launch a major effort to secure the African-American vote. In an election that may be as close as the 2000 vote, the Kerry campaign acknowledges that getting black voters to the polls in November will be critical. From St. Louis, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The National Baptist Convention is the nation's oldest and largest predominantly African-American religious denomination. The church claims 7.5 million members. That would make their annual meeting, being held this week in New Orleans, a must for any politician counting on black votes.
I'm singing blue.
It's important enough to take John Kerry away from battleground states, where he's been focusing his energies, for a trip to Louisiana accompanied by Jesse Jackson. Kerry delivered an address that was clearly tailored for his audience.
The promise of a better America is not being met when 50 years after Brown versus Board of Education, in too many parts of our country, we still have two school systems, separate and unequal.
Kerry was warmly received, in contrast to President Bush's housing secretary, Alphonso Jackson, who just a few hours earlier was booed after he told the audience that the Republican Party is committed to helping African Americans. A convention delegate from Birmingham, Alabama, Carolyn Pearson, said she's still getting to know John Kerry, but she already knows that he has a much better rapport with blacks than President Bush.
You can tell John Kerry and John Edwards both, they seem more comfortable around African Americans, you know, and they can relate to you better. Just the way President Clinton did, you know, he could really relate to African Americans. If it's not in your heart, it's not going to happen.
That, however, is one of the questions, whether John Kerry, who comes from Massachusetts, a state with few minorities, can energize black voters in the way that Bill Clinton or even Al Gore did 4 years ago. In 2000, black turnout was at an all-time high, and George Bush won just 9% of the black vote. But in this election, simply winning the black vote may not be enough. To Kerry battleground states, John Kerry needs a big turnout among African-American voters. Some black leaders, including Jesse Jackson, have been critical of the Kerry campaign for not having enough minority outreach. At one point, Jackson said the campaign needed shaking up, but, quote, a shakeup cannot be just a vanilla shake. Since then, the Kerry campaign has hired a new deputy campaign manager, Bill Lynch, an African-American, and Jackson is now actively campaigning with Kerry. And as for the complaint that Kerry is no Bill Clinton, Jackson says, who is?
There are a few presidents connected as Bill Clinton connected, but in part because he both had the Southern roots, the sense of the culture, as well as the sense of the religion, and he grew up poor. So he had a lot of dynamics going for himself.
Jackson echoes a concern of many black voters that they'll see a repeat in November of the kind of voting irregularities that left many feeling bitter and disenfranchised 4 years ago. A poll by Black Entertainment Television and CBS News found that in this election, 41% of blacks said they think their votes are less likely to be counted than ballots cast by white voters. But that will not dissuade blacks from going to the polls, says David Basaitis, senior political analyst for the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies.
I think that there is, certainly is a significant amount of residual anger from 2000, but the fact of the matter is there have been many things that have happened between 2000 and the present that have stoked the anger of African-American voters towards the Bush administration and the Republicans.
At the Baptist convention yesterday, Kerry reassured African Americans he already has people on the ground in every state working to make sure that every vote counts. Bill Lynch says it's all part of a concerted effort to win the confidence of black voters.
That effort started this week with coming to the National Baptist Convention, and you'll see more. We're going up on media starting this week. We're going to have the biggest buy in the history of Democrats reaching out to African Americans. You will start to hear the buzz out there.
Lynch says a big event for Kerry will be this weekend's Congressional Black Caucus dinner. Members of the Black Caucus and the networks they tap into across the country will be key, he says, to getting out a large African American vote for John Kerry in November. Greg Allen, NPR News, St. Louis.